It's Alex Vans.
And this is Hometown Sounds.
Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast, showing you how DC rocks. Welcome back, Tony.
Welcome back, Paul.
And we have a special guest on this week's episode. It is Alex Vans.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Paul.
This is of Alex Vans and The Hideaway, a band that has been hiding away for a little while now.
Yeah, you've been out of the mix in terms of playing and performing original music.
We have been a little bit. We haven't been really hiding away. We've been sort of hiding in the dustbin of dark Irish pubs playing covers. And I've been hiding under the guise of various rock personalities. I did the Beck tribute band.
Which you still are.
I am. I'm doing that next weekend too, so I haven't fully divorced myself of that yet.
Yep, but for an installment of the classic album series at IOTA.
Yeah.
It's 1996. You're doing Odelay, start to finish.
Yeah.
Weezer's Pinkerton is being performed by Across the Sea, which is an Ivry Tufts endeavor.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's going to be awesome because Derek Ivry does legit covers, like cover acts. I saw him with you doing Cake. It was great.
That was great.
Yeah, that'll be a great show. Those classic albums, they're fun. They're just like kind of guilty pleasures. I had the best time seeing Derek Ivry do Green Day's Dookie.
I missed that one and I've only heard good things, but he that's like right in his wheelhouse.
Absolutely. So I think they filmed some of it and tried to put it on YouTube, but it got kicked off
by the
copyright bot.
Copyright, whoever that is.
Yeah,
whichever
exactly.
One.
Huh. Terrible.
Wow.
So yeah. So that show is going to be on Saturday, May 9th at IOTA, and you should totally go to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. We've done one classic album before. That was the Foo Fighters first album.
Foo Fighters, yeah.
Yeah. So that was really fun. That was a lot easier to put together.
Because it's a pretty middle-of-the-road album.
It's three guitars, and all three guitars are playing the exact same part, and just figuring out how to be as loud and aggressive as possible. Odelay has been much more difficult to put together. We have 9 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with 3 horns, a synth keys / percussion player, backup vocalists, and all these elements that are it's probably been harder just to schedule rehearsals than anything else, though.
I'm incredibly excited to see you perform music that's not yours.
But so, also, we have been playing music that is his.
Yes, you have a new single that we just played.
Yeah.
Called Velociraptor. So what were you doing when you came up with that cute portmanteau?
So I recently started working with a close friend of mine, who's Andy Valenti, who's been doing a lot of co-writes with me lately. And he's been a really good influence on my songwriting because he's able to take a lot of the music school pretentiousness out of my writing. And I think that really came out in this song because he's like, I have this really cheesy blues riff. Let me play it for you. And so we started writing lyrics to it. And it sort of started evolving as the verses kind of as a persona model of this sort of crazed religious soapbox guy who's talking about how he's going to be saved, so he doesn't need to care about the environment or care about global warming or all that jazz.
I didn't pick up on any of this.
I know, you're not supposed to. It's fine. It's just rock and roll. But anyway, we got to the chorus, and I thought, oh, well, let's do like Believe in the Rapture. That'll be a good chorus hook. And I was like, okay, that's a good sort of first part. Now we need something to follow that to kind of complete the chorus. And Andy just goes, well, I believe in the Raptor. And then we just got to like have a laugh. And basically we paused for a second. I was like, you know what? Screw it. It's rock and roll. I don't even care if this doesn't mean anything. And then the song kind of evolved from there. With you know, being in the studio and doing dinosaur noises on the track and everything.
So you also have some pretty awesome album artwork for this single. It is a raptor claw, and there's a rosary wrapped around said claw.
That's courtesy of my good buddy Blake Wilton, who's an amazing graphic designer. We're hoping to really expand the brand, maybe have some raptor related iconography that we can just like plaster all around DC. You know, so
will you perform
sort of
a raptor
with
outfit?
A halo around it? Oh, we've ordered raptor masks, so hopefully those will come in on time for May 16th when we do the show.
Yes. So you have a single release show.
I do.
Coming up.
Yeah. We were just arguing about whether or not that was a valid thing to
have a
show out
a
of.
A single release. Not even an EP, not an album. Just one song.
Just one song.
But why not? Let's celebrate. I guess, and you've been out for a while. There's not been new Alex Vans music in a while. So.
And we also do have about 9 songs kind of in the can right now that I'm still working and mixing and stuff. So this is just kind of kind of letting people know, hey, we got, here's the first taste. 3 months from now, we'll have a record release.
Nice. Yeah. And where's that show?
That's at Hill Country, which I guess Tony was surprised that we'd be doing the show there.
Well, also, when you first set up the event, you scheduled it for 9 a.m. rather than 9 p.m. And I was like, whoa, like breakfast?
It's been a long time since I've created a Facebook event for a show.
So that's Short Lives on the bill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just us two, and we're going to be kicking it at Hill Country. For anyone that's never been, it's a really cool spot to play a show. I mean, the sound is great. You're playing behind a gigantic American flag, which is pretty fun, too.
Wow.
And they got great beer, great barbecue.
Not the only band that you have some relationship with that has a single release show coming up, and that is Dr. Robinson's Fiasco.
Yeah, well, we do share our drummers, so.
Yeah. And that is for the next song that we're going to play, Dr. Robinson's Fiasco. This is a new single they put out. It is called Feet Are for Talking. And I think that that's a great title because it just makes you think like, man, like I've been doing it wrong my whole life.
Like, you've just been walking around with your feet.
Yeah. Not talking. Like,
is this sort of like this song going to be the spiritual sequel to Nancy Sinatra's Boots Are Made for walking.
Feet Are Made for Talking.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Whoa.
Yeah. They should start the show like when they are coming on stage with the Nancy Sinatra song.
Yeah.
Like, and people will be like, whoa. And then they bust in with the single.
Are you hearing this, guys?
Yes. Yeah. I bet they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also have plans to see if I can learn American Sign Language with my feet.
Whoa. That would be quite a challenge.
Yeah. All sorts of toe wiggling.
I think that's a Frank Sinatra Jr. song. I'm gonna learn sign language with my feet as I snap my fingers to the beat.
Where's this show happening?
This show is happening on this Friday, May 8th at Epicure Cafe. All right, let's hear Feet Are for Talking.
Oh,
That was the Hartford Pussies with a track called Orange Polo Shirt. So much fun. We at Hometown Sounds and the Hartford Pussies have had some dealings with of late. They first appeared on the Hometown Sounds podcast on an episode in December when Mark McInerney of the band ROM stopped by to help me move. And he gave us a teaser of their most recent album, Judy, which was released last month. They're a band who actually began as a Beat Happening cover band, who were some early leaders in the American indie pop scene. So I was thinking about indie pop and lo-fi, and I wonder if you have to like practice getting good at making bad recordings, or if like the technique actually involves just not practicing, like not recording a lot. What do you think, Alex? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I mean, the playing guitar like you don't know how to play guitar.
Exactly.
Kind of sound. That's a really hard type of sound to achieve. I mean, I think you have to
learn. Or do you have to like not try at all?
Well, I think there's two approaches. I think if it's, you have to learn everything and then work really hard to unlearn it. Like, you know, if you listen to a 60s, late 60s Miles Davis recording with John McLaughlin, mm-hmm. like he's just stabbing at the guitar, you know, and making the most undiscernible sounds like a non-guitar player would. But if you listen to his own recordings, he's one of the most phenomenal guitar players around, but he doesn't know how to play. Beck is the same way. You know, he plays like he doesn't know how to play guitar. I think it's a very, very hard skill to master. And I salute anybody that is really able to pull it off in a genuine way.
Nice. Like, for example, the Hartford Pussies.
Yeah. So they are actually playing an album release show on May 29th at Above the Bayou. I am really excited for that show because this whole record, Judy, is so much fun. Again, that track was called Orange Polo Shirt. Not the only track on the album that has a fun song title related to a garment. There is a track that is called Jeggings for a Generation.
Nice.
Which just makes me laugh. You know, like, and what if you paired Jeggings for a Generation with an orange polo shirt? That'd be quite the outfit. Mm-hmm.
But we have been seeing some shows lately.
Yes, we have.
Tony and I went to see Mittenfields on Thursday night.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And also, of course, a little strange. Dave Mann, old friend of many people in DC. Mittenfields hasn't put out a record in a long time. And this was their album release show. It was very exciting. Everyone else in the band was wearing like, you know, short sleeve shirt, you know, reasonable. Dave was wearing a windbreaker, not like a pretty thick, heavy windbreaker for the whole show.
And this was a planned
move. Like a
move.
Track jacket or?
It was thicker than that. Okay. It was like a raincoat.
This was a planned move. He explained it's actually part of a weight loss program that he's implemented for himself. It's so he can sweat a lot on stage and lose weight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he seemed a little delirious by the end of the show. You know, he was like covered in sweat. He would have been that way anyway if he was just wearing a short sleeve shirt. But like, oh my gosh.
Dave Mann was just melting Dave Mann.
He was.
I feel like you just end up losing all the water weight that you lose and gain throughout
exactly.
the day.
Exactly. You get so dehydrated and delirious, and then you just drink a bunch of water to get your brain back in working order, and then you probably weigh about the same as you did before. So whatever. It was a funny random. That joke sort of went over like a lead balloon, but whatever. The show was great. That was a fantastic show. Tony went to see X-Hex.
While you were at Beauty Pill.
Yeah.
I was friended a ticket to see X-Hex at the last minute. Okay, so Paul, tell us about the Beauty Pill experience.
This was crazy. Alex, you're probably going to like blow your mind with this. So it was at the Artisphere, which is about to close.
Yeah.
And it's a weird place, good and bad. It was in the Black Box Theater, which is where they had recorded the album in like 2011 when they did this weird thing where they set up and they let people come and watch them as they recorded this album. They were there for like a couple weeks, I think. Yeah. So it was in the same space and they performed it in the round. So they have five people in this band and each person had their own little platform, which had a little rug on it and their amp and all the little bits of gear they were playing with. And so there was, you know, Chad on one end and the bass and the drums and the guitar and the kind of the other random stuff. And the thing that was cool about that is that Chad Clark, of course, is known for Beauty Pill, but is also known for producing and especially for mixing. You know, he's done a lot of mixing for like Fugazi, Dismemberment Plan, Georgie James, like really big stuff. And so mixing is kind of what's on his brain, mixing and mastering. So he wanted the audience to be able to mix the show themselves. So basically, depending on where you stood in the middle of the room, you could be like closer to Chad and you could hear more of Chad's vocals, or you could be closer to the bass and hear more bass, and you could be closer to the, I found I really liked being by the drums because I love the drums and I used to play the drums. So I was like, oh, okay, standing by the drums and getting more drums in the mix, that's, I like that more.
So you were basically in a sea of people with islands of musicians popping up throughout the room?
Yeah, and he was encouraging people to mill about.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like a show where everybody was packed in and there's the stage and you just spend the whole show looking at the stage.
So it was like also a sonic art installation.
It was called Immersive Ideal. So yes, that's exactly what it was. And you know, I mean, Chad is a very, very creative guy, and you know, he gets these crazy ideas, and
it's a great
he's like,
idea.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Let's give it a try. And he was thrilled that the Artisphere was willing to let him try. And and you know, the shows were sold out, but they could have put more people in there. And so like they limited it so that it wouldn't be too crowded, so that you couldn't be able to walk around. So they were very careful about how many people they let in. And it was fantastic. A lot of, you know, music journalists there. I saw a lot of other musicians there. And, you know, the last time that Beauty Pill played a show was 2007. The last show, according to Wikipedia, was 2007 at Fort Reno, and it poured rain and they played anyway. And it was known for being the last show before Chad got sick with a heart condition and had to go through some pretty major surgery. Hmm. So people were really excited to be seeing Beauty Pill. Like there was one kid who was like, when Chad said, now we're going to play this song. And this kid was like, oh my God, it's a really good day, people. It was just, and everybody laughed. It was adorable. So that was a fantastic show.
Right on. Now you were each at Funk Parade yesterday.
Yes.
Recap that, because I was not there. I was actually doing prep for a different podcast that you'll be hearing about sometime soon. Anyway.
So I unfortunately didn't prepare enough and map out what I actually wanted to do. So I ended up being about 20 minutes behind everything that I actually wanted to get to. But
it
I did
was
get,
so much.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I do this. I don't tend to prepare for things. I just kind of tend to just walk up and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the landscape, and just because...
With the exception of Beck cover acts.
Yes, suppose. Exactly. That's the only thing I take seriously. But a lot of the places that I was expecting from, I was just going from my internal compass from the last Funk Parade. And so, oh, wait, that cool yard that used to have some cool like exhibits and shows is now a Bizzuto condo. So never mind. Let me find a new. But I didn't get a chance. I saw Congo Sanchez, and that was pretty fun.
Wow.
Flex Matthews is with him now. So that was that was great. And Congo and Flex are old friends from years ago. So it was a great chance to see them again. I saw Will play with his Will Rast, play with his condensed version of the Funk Arc at Live, which is always fun. He's a world class piano player. Also playing with me next Saturday, actually.
Ooh, wow! Did not know that.
Yeah. So that should be great. He's going to be filling in all the sounds. But anyway, didn't want to derail that back into a conversation about me again. So
it happens. Yeah. So I showed up kind of late, actually. I got there about 4. So I kind of missed a lot of the beginning stuff during the day. I went right to the lot at Union Kitchen / Atlantic
the DC
Plumbing.
The DCDIT thing, right?
Yeah.
That's
That was actually later. I went to the earlier part. The noon to 5 show was DC Music Download. And like the property company, there was a lot of people involved in putting on that part of the show. So I only saw the last band, which was Junkyard Band, classic go-go, and people were going crazy for that. I had seen some other lot shows where they were just sort of like random PA setup, no stage. This, they had brought in a stage on a truck.
Oh, yeah. I was at the same
stage. That was fantastic. I was kind of like, wow, it's kind of a bummer that the lot is now done hosting shows, because putting a real stage there really made it awesome.
Right.
So everybody was crazy for Junkyard Band. Then I went to the actual Funk Parade, which was Batala, which is always great, and then a few high school bands, and that's kind of it.
And then there was the DC Skateboard Club.
Yeah.
That they were going down and... That was interesting. I've been getting really into rollerblading lately, and I've been sort of recruiting a bunch of guys to go rollerblading with me. And one of my friends suggested, maybe next year you get like a rollerblade cohort and do that. And I was explaining to him the problem is that skateboarders and rollerbladers historically don't mix and don't get along. The Funk Parade could turn into just a big brawl between skaters and bladers.
That would be tragic.
That would be a hysterical fight to watch.
Absolutely. Oh, man. So I feel like the Funk Parade really needs a second line band. They really need like a New Orleans, like Rebirth brass band.
Except go-go style, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be New Orleans.
No.
It's second line beats. Same kind of vibe, yep. But instead yep. of more like, you know.
Right. Yeah. I feel like if nobody's going to just have this come out of nowhere, like I feel like Funk Parade needs to actually like put this band together.
Okay.
Like they need to engineer this band for next year. The whole point is the Funk Parade. But like there was a lot of effort put into the stuff before and after. Right. So then after at like 7, everything moved inside to the clubs, which were all free. And I was kind of unclear as to why all those shows were free. They could have charged some admission for any or all of those shows and they didn't. They were all free, which is great. You know, like I love it, but it was a little odd that like there were all these great shows at U Street Music Hall and Tropicalia and DC 9 and they were all free. So I went to the one at U Street Music Hall. So I saw Black Alley, another DC go-go band, female fronted. They were great. And then I saw CI. And what's funny is that Flex Matthews was also with CI. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that he was running between.
Back and forth.
Yeah. And like, wow. And that guy, I've seen CI before, but I have not seen CI with Flex Matthews.
Oh, you can catch CI with Flex Matthews every Wednesday night at 18th Street Lounge. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I really should do that.
Reggae night is like one of my favorite weekday activities. Yeah.
It's awesome. And so Flex, oh my, the amount of energy that guy has.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He is just loving being on stage with all those guys. He gets to perform with all those amazing musicians. So yeah, CI was fantastic. And then at 10, I was like, I'm done. That's it.
Yeah, I rolled out about 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
as well.
That's kind of when it all wrapped up. So yeah, that's been our shows. It's been fun. So now let's get back to some music.
Yeah. What's next, Paul?
Next we have Fields Burning. This is a project from Ethan Foote, who also does arrangements for Marian McLaughlin. And this project also features vocalist Wanda Perkins. They put out a self-titled album back in February. This is kind of psychedelic chamber folk music, I would call it. This was produced by Ethan and also Peter Fox, who also plays organ. The track that we've picked is called At the Break of Day. This features Marian McLaughlin on vocals as well, and also Alan Kayanon on drums, who's also in Drop Electric, and one of our favorites, Bear Shark. That guy's in every band. It's ridiculous. So this band has like viola, violin, cello, you know, that's kind of what these chamber folk groups do is they put all these, you know, sort of eclectic, unusual instruments together. And it's fantastic. And I don't know if they're playing shows coming up. It seems like it's hard for these chamber folk ensembles to actually play shows with any sort of regularity. So
yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, enjoy this At the Break of Day.
Thank you.
So, I've never done mushrooms, but if I did, I bet the world would look like that song.
That's a good bet.
Yeah, that is a group called Len Clair. They are from Alexandria, and they are named after a park in Alexandria. You know, I just figured that all out with the Googles. I didn't ask them, you know? So, that is a track from their recently released album, Sarasibus, which is a mashup of the words serotonin and jellyfish. And the name was inspired by the album's artwork. So this is a project of a dude by the name of Jack Hubble, who's actually in a couple of other bands. He has his own act called Jack Hubble and the Telescopes. He also plays bass in a band called A Mark Train Home. They are Hometown Sounds podcast alums. I think that the stuff that Jack Hubble is doing, it's really cool because I don't think there's a lot of people doing kind of psych right now in the DC scene. Mm. So that's pretty rad.
Yep.
So I learned about them from a show invite that happened last week at a place called the Ghost Office, which is some kind of DIY show space in College Park.
That's a really cool name.
Now, okay, also on this bill, Sea Knuckle, East West Highway, the Dusk Whales. All Hometown Sounds podcast alums, all fantastic bands. I am kicking myself for not having gotten to this show.
We both should have been at this show.
No, it's really true. That's an amazing lineup. But it was in College Park. That's like the Mordor of like the DC music scene. There's nothing going on there. It's a freaking desert.
California tortilla there. It's really good.
At least they got that going for them.
All right.
Yeah, so I am lamenting that. This dude, Jack Hubble, he has kind of a devil-may-care approach two creative endeavors. So they have a track on this album that's actually a cover by this Australian band. They didn't know the lyrics to the song, so he just kind of guessed.
All right.
Which is cool. I mean, like, you might have to do that if you were, like, recording a cover in the 90s.
Well, maybe if the band is so obscure that their lyrics don't exist anywhere.
That's exactly, yeah.
Probably have to.
Yeah, yeah. So, doesn't know what the song is about. I just think it's really funny that it's like, I don't know, man. I just, like, guessed, you know? Like, yeah.
So I'm just going to assume that the song is about dingoes and shrimp on the barbie.
And anything nice else Australian.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe in whatever podcast device or app that you use and rate us in the iTunes store.
Throw us some ratings.
That's right. Got
Review
a couple.
The show.
Yeah, awesome. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope.
And Snapchat.
Is all Hometown Sounds. I think Snapchat's different.
Dot Sounds.
Yes, there's a dot. Check out our music video of the day. We love music videos. We post them all the time on our website and listen to our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen on the iPhone or Android smartphone or whatever other smartphone you got with the free TuneIn app. You can submit DC music to the station and let us know how we're doing, sponsor us, whatever. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please support the musicians you have heard on this podcast.
And see them play live.
Buying their music, doing it all. It's great. So we have one last song. This is by the Peace and Body Roll duo Boom Scat. I believe, Tony, that you have been a fan of the word boom lately.
Boom.
And the word boom in this band's name is in all caps, as emphasized. This is from the West Wing Project Live EP.
I have no idea what the live refers to, because this is certainly a studio endeavor.
That is true. This is written by Jennifer Patience Rowe and Asha Santi. Asha also plays drums for the indie soul band Lowercase Letters and is also a visual artist. Hometown Sounds recently published a 4-part interview that Ben Tufts did with Asha, which was really amazing.
That's who this is? That's awesome.
Yes, that's kind of why I picked it. I just blew Tony's mind. The 4th part of that just ran this past week, and it was kind of amazing that, I mean, this interview was conducted back in December, and they got to talking about Ferguson, and then the way that it worked out was this past week. So kind of intense, but anyway.
Let's just try to bring things back out in like a more positive way. This record, it's described as an emotional, meditative journey through love, unquote. That's from their Bandcamp. I'm like, that's so sweet.
Absolutely. It's very sensual stuff. And the song that we have picked is called Your Lover. And this is some pretty, pretty mellow, romantic stuff. Hope you like it.
Yeah. Nice. Alex, it's been so great having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me on.
So you're wearing a yellow Beck t-shirt right now.
I am.
Our last question for you before we conclude this week's installment of the Hometown Sounds podcast. How many Beck shirts do you own?
I actually have 2 Beck shirts. Just 2. One's the one that just says, I like this one because it goes with my, this is a great conversation for radio, but I am wearing a pair of brand new pink, like lavenderish kind of colored pants, and I think they go really well with the yellow shirt. I didn't really pick it out because it said Beck. I more pick it out for the yellow.
But I'd say you look like an Easter egg, but you're not bad at all. All right, let's call it, guys.
All right, thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.
Peace.
And see that you need no one but me. Let me fill up on your skin. Give me access, welcome me in. Ooh, can I be a lover? I wanna be a lover. Let my hands wander underneath the covers. I got your body covered, and you never find another. I can love you better, better. Then get it. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I hear your whispers loud and clear, say, baby, come. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I can be your lover, I can be your lover. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I hear your whispers loud and clear, say, baby, come. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I can be your lover. step back, let me see my options and possibilities. Close your eyes and come in close. Let me reveal what's been enclosed. Ooh, can I be a lover? I wanna be a lover. Let my hands wander underneath the covers. I got your body covered and you'll never find another that can love you better, better. That can get it, get it. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I hear your whispers loud and clear, say baby come. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I can be your lover, I can be your lover. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I hear your whispers loud and clear, say baby come. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I can be your lover, I can be your lover. I got one question. Can I be your lover? I got one question. Mm-hmm. Can I be your lover? Let me love you better. Ooh. Let me get you, get you, get you.
Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I hear your whispers loud and clear, say baby come. Tonight I'll be your lover, you're the only one. I can be your lover, I can be your lover.
Look me in the eyes and see that you need no one but me. Let me fill up on your skin. Give me access, welcome me in.
The way that ended. I like that.